الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected and beloved Ustad, respected ulama-i kiram and friends, Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here for a purpose, and that is for our islah, our reformation. And this gathering is no ordinary gathering, and therefore it is important from the outset we need to correct our intentions, our mindset, and have yaqeen in this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes very pleased with that person who wishes to take the right step in the right direction towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have a misconception when it comes to islah, tazkiyah, tasawwuf. Many people feel it's just sitting in some khanqa and making zikrullah, which of course is extremely very great, meritorious. There is no doubt the effect of zikrullah. But there is much more to it. And we will only realize what is tazkiyah, what is islah, when we are in the company of great mashayikh that we have with us. That every second that we spend with them, it is not just learning, but we begin to implement those basic teachings of Quran and Hadith, of Sunnah, which most of us have forgotten. A simple thing that our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya is emphasizing all the time is to say Bismillah when we partake of our meals. Now it may be something, it may seem very light, very trivial to us, but this is the exact practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he taught the little young who sat on his lap, Sammillah, say Bismillah. Wakul bi aminik, eat with your right hand. Wakul mimma yalik, eat that which is closest to you. Now this is the way of life. This is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And islah means all these things that we have to bring into our lives. And we have to remove from our heart the pride that we have, the jealousy, the anger, the malice, the love of dunya that we have. And all the time we are casting those lustful glances at the ghair maharim woman. We are unable to detect these maladies and spiritual illnesses unless we are sitting in the company of a Shaykh Kamil, who will not only just detect it, but he, with great pain and worry and concern and love for us, he will assist us and he will show us the remedy and the ilaj to remove and to purge these sicknesses and illnesses from our heart. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned it so beautifully, Allah, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبِ. That this piece of flesh that every person has, if it becomes correct, if it is reformed, if it is well nurtured, the entire body will perform correctly. But if this becomes bad, if this piece of flesh becomes bad, then the entire body becomes bad. All our actions will become corrupt. We will only perform evil actions. And therefore, these gatherings and these majalis take place so that we can connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. we can become real ashiqs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are just loud claims that we make. Allah forgive us. Each person should make an introspection of himself, not look at the next person. This is the reality that we are faced with today. That we have to be reminded on simple things like reciting durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a mubarak day, such a mubarak hour. In the riwayat of Aws bin Aws radiallahu ta'ala, he said, "Inna min afdali ayyamikum yawm Jumu'ah." The most sacred of all days is the day of Jumu'ah. Fihi khuliqa Adam. And it is the day when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created. And the day when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam left this world. And it is this day of Friday when the sur will be blown. And therefore Rasulullah tells us, فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ فِي يَوْمِ جُمُعَةِ, that recite in abundance Durood Sharif upon me on the day of Friday. A poet says, عَجِبْتُ لِمَنْ يَقُولْ ذَكَرْتُ حِبِّهِ. He says, I find it very strange that someone has to say that I remembered my beloved. وَهَلْ أَنْسَى فَأَذْكُرْ مَنْ نَسِيتْ, that I actually forget my beloved. It is outrageous, it's impossible that a person forgets his mahbub, forgets his beloved. That he says, I remembered my beloved. There's no question about forgetting your beloved, that you remember your beloved. You've got to remember your beloved all the time. A person who really loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his tongue will be always moist in the dhikr of Allah and in durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sacrifices Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for this ummah, for you and I. Imagine he was seated with sahaba and he says, Tuba liman ra'ani wa amana bi. Basharat, glad tidings for that person who has seen me and has brought iman in me. And then in the same breath he says, Watuba sab'a marrat. But basharat, glad tidings, 7 times for those people who will believe in me without even having seen me. What is the meaning of this? That despite not seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and therefore we should have that muhabbat for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a tabi'i, Ibn Abi Layla. He says, لَقِيَنِي كَعْبُ بْنُ عُجْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. كَعْبُ بْنُ عُجْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, the very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, كَعْبُ بْنُ عُجْرَةَ met me. And he says, أَلَا أُهْدِي لَكَ هَدِيَّةَ, should I not give you some hadiyah, some gift? Now this was the gift of sahaba. Let us listen very carefully. What type of gifts they spoke about? He says, why not? He says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of the masjid, and Rasulullah sallam called us, and then he gave us this hadiyah. And he taught us, because somebody questioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, we know how to make salam to you, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, but we do not know how to make salat upon you. And Allah has commanded, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-nabi, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Salam, we know. What about the salawat? So Rasulullah SAW teaches them to recite, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. This is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. So this was the hadiyah that Ka'ab bin Ujra radiallahu ta'ala gives to Ibn Abi Layla, rahmatullahi alayhi. What a precious gift. We should be making durood and salam upon Rasulullah every single day of our life. He worried about us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That fikr and that concern he had for us, really, we cannot appreciate it. We cannot understand. All the time, that Quran he had, that very deep worry, that love for us, not just for his immediate family, not just for his beloved Sahaba Ikram, or Ahl-e-Bayt, or his wives, or his grandchildren, but for his entire ummah. That Ma'isha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala's riwayat incident we know quite well. When Rasulullah made dua for Allah, forgive Aisha ma qaddamat wa ma akharat wa ma asarat wa ma a'lanat. Wallah, forgive my Aisha, whatever she has done in the past, whatever she may do in the future, whatever she has done publicly or privately, whatever guna she has made, ya Allah, forgive her completely. She became overjoyed. Rasulullah sees her ecstasy and he says, oh Aisha, you are so taken aback. Allah's qasam, I make this dua for my entire ummah every single day, 5 times a day. It is therefore mentioned, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu riwayat comes in Tirmidhi Sharif, al-bakhilu alladhi man dhukirtu falam yusalli alayhi. Al-bakhilu alladhi dhukirtu. Bakhil, kanjus, is that person who my name is taken in his presence. فَلَمْ يُصَلِّ عَلَيْهِ, but he fails to send درود and salam upon me. At least we should say one time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another hadith, رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ. We don't have time to explain this. Those who know Arabic will understand and appreciate the gravity of these words. رَغِمَ أَنْفُ رَجُلٍ. May that person be humiliated that my name is taken in front of him and he fails to send درود and salam upon me. We know the famous hadith in Ramadan, we will always quote it, where Rasulullah ascended the minbar and he said, Ameen, 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 3 times. And amongst those people are those people who Rasulullah said, Ameen to the baddua. When Jibreel as-salam had cursed those people that they failed to send durood and salam upon Rasulullah as-salam and they hear his beloved name. It is mentioned in one riwayat, Ma jalasa qawmun, no gathering has sat together. And at the end of that gathering, لَمْ يَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ, they did not take the name of Allah, and the riwayah says, وَلَمْ يُصَلُّوا عَلَيَّ, and did not send درود and salam upon me, then كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ تِرَةٌ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This gathering, it will become a means of hasrat, nadamat, regret for them on the day of Qiyamah. Such a stern warning, where Allah's name is not taken, and درود and salam not sent upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will become a wabal on the person on the day of Qiyamah. But this person who remembers Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one durood you send, one durood, it becomes zakatun lakum. It is a means of your forgiveness. Rasulullah said, وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ لِي الْوَسِيلَةِ, that ask, he is asking his ummah to make dua to Allah, that Allah must grant him wasila. And then he explains, what is wasila? He says, wasila, أَعْلَى دَرَجَةٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, the highest of stages in Jannah. لَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا رُجُلٌ وَاحِدٌ, no person shall enter and attain this position besides just one person, just a single person from the entire mankind. وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ ذَلِكَ الرَّجُلُ, I have great hopes that I will be that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking his ummah that we should make dua of wasila. Azan takes place. After Adhan, of course, while Adhan is taking place, we should not be talking. Ajay Bhai Paja Rahmatullahi used to get very upset when people are talking. Adhan is called out. We have a dini program. Adhan is called out. And nobody is giving jawab to the Adhan. After Adhan, recite Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah first. Then the dua after Adhan. And whatever dua you make, your dua will be answered. And in that dua after Adhan, we are asking Allah to give Rasulullah wasila. That much we can do. The sacrifices he made for us, my respected brothers and elders, there are so many virtues of durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, that person who sends one time durood upon me, Allah sends 10 times mercy upon that person who recited durood upon me. And in Al-Kamil it is mentioned that that person who recites one time durood sharif, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 10 of his sins. Allah gives him 10 rewards. And Allah Ta'ala raises his darajat by 10. Each time your darajat, your rank is being elevated just by you reciting one time Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah SAW, and especially on the day of Friday. Those of us who ever had the opportunity of going with Hazrat Marana on a Jum'ah day, when he used to travel for Jum'ah Salat, then there's no talking in the car. He would ask, did you read Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah SAW today? Read the following dua: Allahumma salli ala Muhammadi wa alihi alfa alfa marra. O Allah, send your durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alfa alfa marra, thousand thousand times. Thousand thousand times is 1,000,000. Now if we read it a few times, 10 times, 10,000,000. 100 times, billion sawab. So much sawab we'll be getting. And this is what Rasulullah has asked and requested his ummah, that on the day of Friday, increase your salawat upon me. وكانت الصحابة رضي الله عنهم أجمعين يستحبون إكثار الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah has mentioned this in his kitab, Izadu al-Ma'ad and Fadlu salawat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, he has mentioned plus minus 39 virtues of reciting durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah has written Fadail al-Durood. All these kitabs are there in English. But these are not just virtues to read. These are virtues that we should bear in mind. And when we are reciting these durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah mentioned, that when you recite durood sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have learned from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has got angels, special angels, whose only job and only task is to convey that salam, that durood that the person has read, and they convey to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever that person may be, how far he may be, we are sitting here in Stanger and we read the 80 times durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now an angel, malakun mu'akkal, one angel is deputed, appointed. Each person's durood is taken to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his salam is presented to him. Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahman says that we should ponder and imagine and believe that this is being transported, our durood and salam is now being transported to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's becoming so happy with his ummat. Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Ramadulari Hazrat has written a kitab of his, one of his bayans, the kitab has been compiled, and I'm sure it's available here also this weekend, on the importance and significance of durood. Hazrat has mentioned that we have a lot of ibadah that we have to make. Some require a lot of mujahada. Hajj, fasting requires mujahada. But to send durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallam, it's so easy, so easy. While sitting in your office, or while sitting at home, Hazrat says, let that counter just run. Just recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You sit in your aircon room, but you are still sending durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are gaining from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a partnership that you have entered, where Allah and the angels are sending durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallam. It is the explanation to the meaning, when Allah sends salawat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning? Barakat, rahmat. And the angels also sending durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we also join in and send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have entered into this partnership which brings only profit to us. So I was saying, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah said that by us reciting durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are hitting two targets at one time. Allahumma, immediately we make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then making dhikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And between two kareems, we are between two kareems. And inshallah, you will hear the tafsil and the tafsir of kareem. Hazrat Maulana inshallah will give it to us, he has given it to us previously. So these are mubarak times where du'as are answered, that hour, that this few minutes before Friday, before Maghrib on a Friday. There are various narrations. Some narrations just say sa'ah during the day. There's various opinions ulama have given, but most of them are of the opinion that on a Friday, that few minutes before Maghrib Salat is a very maqbool time when du'as are answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make du'a, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. I'm not going to go into the whole adab and etiquette of du'as and how we should make du'a. But we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and then we send durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we make our istighfar, tawbah, istighfar. And then we have whatever hajat we have to present before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we end it off with a durood. Whatever dua we make between two durood sharif, it is mustajaba, that it is mustajab, that dua is answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How kind, it is mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever is a durood, Allahumma anzirhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, wa anzirhu al-maq'ad al-muqarraba indaka yawm al-qiyama, wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Whoever is a durood, Rasulullah is saying, my shafa'at, my intercession becomes wajib for that person. In one riwayat is mentioned, whoever recites Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah 10 times Hina Yusbihu and 10 times Hina Yumsi. 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening. This person also gains the Shafa'at of Rasulullah. My respected brothers and elders, there are so many other virtues, so many other benefits of Durood and Salam upon Rasulullah. It is mentioned, Inna awlan nasi bi, the person who will be the most closest to me, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, أكثرهم علي صلاة, the one who sent the most durood and salam upon me. Let us not wait for Malakul Maut to come, and when the game is over, when we are buried, and then we have hasrat and nadamat. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We claim that we have ishq and we are the ashiqs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then at least let us send durood and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, we have time, we will recite the 40 durood, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa, salamun ala al-mursaleen. When we are sending durood and salam upon Rasulullah, at least just picture ourselves in front of the Rosa Mubarak in Madinah Munawwara. And we are standing and conveying to Rasulullah, and how happy he is getting. Picture the shamail of Rasulullah, his beautiful zulfa. His face is shining, he's smiling, as though he's embracing us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa anzirhu maqad al-muqarrab indak. Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wati al-qa'imah was salati an-nafi'ah. Salli ala Muhammad warda anni ridan la tasqutu ba'dahu abada. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم
وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته وجزه عنا ما هو أهله وجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله وصلواته الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات طيبات. صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات. صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات مباركات. صلوات طيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله زاكيات لله طيبات. صلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات طيبات. صلوات لله. أشهد أن أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات صلوات الملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله صلوات الله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات صلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمد عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات صلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله صلوات طيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات مباركات صلوات طيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا حنان يا منان، يا رحمن يا رحيم، يا مالك يا كريم، يا مغني يا صمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزا الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، فاغفر لنا وتب علينا، اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. وما موس بلفد الله، ما موس كريم رحيم الله، ما موس لفينغ الله، ما موس كمباشنت الله. يا الله فقف اس أول وسنز ما يالله. يا الله هماري غناوكو معا فرما، هماري خطاوكو معا فرما. يا الله هم إقراري مجرم هي، يا الله هم سخ مجرم هي، يا الله هم كمزور هي، هم ضعيف هي. يا الله يا الله we are weak my Allah but you are قوي my Allah, you are عزيز حكيم my Allah, you are رحمن رحيم my Allah, you are عفو يا الله. You love to forgive my Allah, forgive us completely my Allah, every sin that we committed my Allah, every minor sin, every major sin, knowingly, unknowingly, in the broad daylight, in the darkness of the night my Allah. يا الله we thought nobody was watching us my Allah, but you are watching us my Allah, you are بصير my Allah, you are سميع my Allah. يا الله you are so kind my Allah, you love to forgive my Allah. يا الله wipe out all our sins my Allah. يا الله we have raised our hands يا الله on this مبارك day my Allah, on this مبارك occasion يا الله, just before مغرب صلات يا الله. يا الله there are so many pious servants of yours sitting here يا الله, they are elderly ones يا الله, they are علماء كرام, they are مشايخ يا الله. يا الله through their بركات my Allah forgive us يا الله, forgive our families my Allah, our children my Allah, our family members my Allah, our relatives my Allah, our مصليز ومتعلقين يا الله. يا الله our مشايخ and students my Allah, forgive the entire ummah of رسول پاک صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا الله هم نادم ہے, هم شرمندہ ہے. يا الله change our conditions my Allah, ہماری دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا.
Allah, help us to make islah for ourselves, my Allah. Allah, you change our conditions, my Allah. Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Allah, we are taking those steps and we are falling, my Allah. And we are failing miserably, my Allah. Allah, you are too kind, my Allah. Allah, you make us, ya Allah, hold us by our hands, my Allah. Allah, keep us on sirat mustaqim, ya Allah. Allah, give us jannatul firdaus, my Allah. May give us hayat tayyiba, ya Allah. Protect us from ma'ishat and dhanka, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, my Allah. Allah, give us موت in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Give us the Hodi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us and our families. Ya Allah, our parents, ya Allah, from the azab of the qabr and azab of Jahannam, ya Allah. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be, ya Allah, us and our zuriyat in the jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the jamaat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, make us be a means of haqq and hidayat, ya Allah. Don't make us become gumrah and a means of gumrahi, my Allah. Ya Allah, O Mashaykh, O Asatizai Kiram, ya Allah, they're making great efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them, ya Allah, acceptance, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Make us your mahbub and muqarrabeen, my Allah. O Arif Billah, Hazrat Murana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, ya Allah. Grant him complete shifa, my Allah. And all of other Mashaykh, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Do not test us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, ya Allah. Wherever the ummah is suffering, ya Allah, make there be aman and aman, my Allah. Remove the difficulties, my Allah. All those who are makruz, ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the deaths, my Allah. Whatever hajat we have at this moment, my Allah, fulfill each person's hajat, my Allah. Ghaibin, hazirin, sabki dua qabool for ma. All those sick and ailing, ya Allah, give them complete shifa, ya Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله make this islahi jalsa يا الله مقبول my Allah make your angels strong these gatherings my Allah يا الله also the ijtima that is going to take place يا الله يا الله accept that ijtima also يا الله whatever good work of deen is taking place يا الله accept it my Allah ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين